From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting Central and Northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, Michigan is one of the hardest states to find an open bed for mental health care, especially up north. A recent state report shows that 100% of children across the region are driving 100 miles or more to receive care.
If we had enough beds that allowed people to stay long enough at hospital-level care, that's one thing. But then when they get discharged, there's often a huge gap.
Learn more about advocates fighting in Lansing to bring a mental health campus to Northwest Michigan. And this week's Brain Teaser deals with hobbits, but has nothing to do with J.R.R. Tolkien. So stay with us for that. But first, these headlines. State officials began assessing flood damage on homes and businesses across the region this week to build a case for federal relief. Lauren Phillips with the Michigan State Police says officials will visit 30 counties over the next few weeks. Residents in Benzie, Charlevoix, and Saginaw counties should expect to see officials going door to door soon.
They will potentially be leaving stickers on doors. If they miss them, residents do not have to be home for teams to assess the damage. But we do want people to know that this is a legitimate effort.
Residents are encouraged to take pictures of damage in their homes before they make repairs. It's unclear when or if Governor Gretchen Whitmer will ask President Trump for federal relief. Phillips says this is just the initial assessment. If the federal government grants the state relief, residents will have to apply through FEMA to get their hands on aid money. And while communities wait and see what federal relief might look like, the Salvation Army in Northern Michigan received a big boost this week to help people impacted by the historic flooding. WCMU's A.J. Jones has more.
The Pulte Family Charitable Foundation donated $150,000 to the Salvation Army in Sheboygan County. The aid will help residents in Sheboygan, Emmett, and Presque Isle counties. Natalie McLuggage is with the Salvation Army. She says many people in the area need help.
There's so many we've spoken to who don't have insurance coverage, and, you know, they're looking at thousands of dollars in repairs. They've lost their personal belongings.
$50,000 of the donation will go to immediate aid. The other $100,000 will be used as matching funds for donations. People interested in helping can do so on the Salvation Army website or by sending a letter. I'm A.J. Jones, WCMU News.
Two legal organizations in Michigan claim immigrant detainees in northern Michigan are being denied adequate medical care. The Michigan Immigrant Rights Center and the ACLU of Michigan sent a letter to the Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Detroit field office. During a virtual press conference, the mother of one detainee said her son did not get the mental health treatment he needed. The mother was identified only by her first name, Haiti. She spoke through an interpreter.
Les suplico que miren a mi hijo con humanidad.
I beg that you see my son with humanity, that you see that behind this case is a young man who is completely destroyed emotionally.
The company that operates the North Lake Processing Facility denied the allegations. ICE has not responded to a request for comment. Planned Parenthood of Michigan is asking Governor Gretchen Whitmer for an emergency infusion of $5 million. The organization says that would keep it from having to close clinics and reduce services. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Planned Parenthood of Michigan says federal funding cuts to sexual and reproductive health care by the Trump administration, as well as losing Medicaid reimbursements, have pushed it into a financial crisis. The letter says with a Republican-controlled state house, a legislative solution is not likely, so it is up to the governor to use her executive authority. Planned Parenthood of Michigan president and CEO Paula Thornton Greer says she is turning to the Democratic governor because she is a fervent supporter of reproductive rights.
It is stabilization funding to preserve patient care, to preserve this infrastructure.
But Governor Whitmer's spokesperson says her power is limited under the Michigan Constitution. It is up to the legislature to allocate state funds. I'm Rick Pluta.
And now, it's time for this week's Brain Teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. So let's draw. This week, it's a Michigan destination fun fact. Hobbit-like mushroom houses were built in Charlevoix, Michigan, by this self-taught master builder of stone over the span of 50 years. Who am I? Again, hobbit-like mushroom houses were built in Charlevoix, Michigan by this self-taught master builder of stone over the span of 50 years. Who am I? All I know is he sounds like a fun guy. Puns aside, we'll find out together right after this. A new state report says Michigan is in a mental health care crisis. Findings show the state ranks 47th in the country for bed availability for mental health patients. It also shows that 100% of children in northern Michigan travel 100 miles or more to receive care. I recently talked with Kate Dahlstrom from the National Alliance on Mental Illness Grand Traverse about how they're trying to convince state lawmakers to support a new mental health care campus in the region. So the recommendation is, yes, we need this mental health care campus in northern Michigan. And the House also agreed and recommends there needs to be something there to fill the need. Is that what you found out?
We started testifying. And this is a subcommittee, had six hearings. And I think they say that in their report. And, you know, in the report, they offer 6 to 8 solutions. They actually mention our proposal by name. Now, this, to my knowledge, hasn't gone before the full House, and we're trying, part of our efforts now is to see that not only the full House, but the full Senate, and we'd love to have the governor be aware of this. Of course, we have November elections, and so a lot of legislators, you know, that may change, but we're not going to wait until the November elections. We're working hard to get this in front of as many legislators as possible. And, Director Hertel, we met with her last week on Zoom, and, you know, she's seen it. She agrees we need more beds, especially up here for kids. And she really liked the idea of residential step-down beds, because we really don't have any of those, certainly at the state level. I think the only organization they're really a hospital, is Pine Rest in Grand Rapids that has longer-term residential-level beds. These days in Michigan, to get hospital-level care, you're lucky to get a week. So if we had enough beds that allowed people to stay long enough at hospital-level care, that's one thing. But then when they get discharged, there's often a huge gap, mm-hmm. And delays, or not even being able to then get the next, step down of care.
You get this in front of the full House, let's say, and they say, okay, let's do it. How much money is needed to make this a reality up there?
Well, so our proposal calls for an estimate, actually $40 million for the treatment center part, but we really want a university partner so that there can be an educational curriculum component, and that's not included in the $40 million to, have space for classrooms and things like that. But we feel we've looked at 7 or 8 other states, and we're going to dig into that more deeply in the weeks ahead to see how they're, how they're doing it.
So how would it be funded?
Well, we're saying the state should do it. The state used to fund about 22,000 state hospital beds in the 60s and 70s, and now they're funding about, a little over 700. And we would definitely plan to, look for foundation grants and so on, and possibly access some money from that federal rural health transformation program. Funding is going to be available for the next 5 years. And so we do plan to apply.
That was Kate Dahlstrom from National Alliance on Mental Illness, Grand Traverse, talking with me. Now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's Brain Teaser. We picked out a Michigan destination fun fact and asked, hobbit-like mushroom houses were built in Charlevoix, Michigan by this self-taught master builder of stone over the span of 50 years. Who am I? Again, hobbit-like mushroom houses built in Charlevoix, Michigan by this self-taught master builder of stone over the span of 50 years. Who could it be? The answer is Earl Young. Yes, the Charlevoix Historical Society's website says that Earl Young was a realtor and insurance agent by trade, but taught himself to build in 1919 by using hand-selected materials like boulders that were found on some Great Lakes lakeshores or farm fields. Young's style can be recognized by its wide, wavy eaves, cedar-shake roofs, and mushroom shapes. He built 26 residential homes and 4 commercial properties total in the Charlevoix area, and those mushroom structures are still standing today. Morel of the story, you can do anything you put your mind to. That's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes, where you'll find more of our reporting and analysis from across the region. Visit our website, radio.wcmu.org, to find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horace is our executive producer, and I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Enjoy your weekend.